Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy Brim's back with us today, correcting me on everything, but it's okay. She's a professor. So, Billy, let's hear it.
Gloria.
No, I stretched that. She wasn't correcting.
Oh, Gloria.
She knows that's a hopeless
thing. I was hunting for something in that Amplified Bible, which you've got an Amplified with you.
Yes, I do.
Now, we've been talking about man is a spirit made in the image of God.
Yeah.
Communicates with God with his spirit.
That's right.
He has a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and he lives in a body.
That's right.
Now, here, I'm going to read again from Brother Hagin's Faith Food. And these are his teachings in all of his subjects that he taught on in bite-sized pieces that you can read, you know, just through the year. So in his teaching on God is a spirit, we're spirits, we communicate with God through the spirit. Now, I told you and we talked about yesterday how I had that dream. And the Lord had me have Pastor Elizabeth Pruitt stand up in front of the people and say, how many can see Elizabeth?
Yeah.
And then they all raise their hands. And then I said, no, because I saw it in the dream. You can't see Elizabeth. You could only see the house Elizabeth lives in. So Brother Hagin is in this teaching here on June 3rd. It's entitled, The Man of the Heart.
The man of the heart.
The spirit is the heart. The heart of man is the spirit of man. The spirit of man is the heart of man. Just like the heart of the matter is the center of the matter.
Right.
So the heart of a man is the center of that man. It is the spirit. So here is a scripture that a lot of people have gotten kind of mixed up on. It is written like this in the King James. 1 Peter 3:3-4. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Now, it's talking here to women whose husbands don't know the Lord or don't follow the Lord. And it's going to tell them you can win them by your life in the Word. And it said here, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, of wearing of gold, and of putting on of apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart. Now that's the part we're going to talk to. We're going to talk about. He's talking to women, and he says to the women, there's a hidden man of the heart in you. No one knows, Brother Hagin writes, what you look like. They may think they do, but they don't. You, the real you, are a hidden man. You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. What people see is only the house you live in. I've heard ministers, Brother Hagin writes, quote two-thirds of 1 Peter 3:3 and say that women shouldn't fix their hair and shouldn't wear gold. But if that's what Peter meant, then a woman shouldn't wear clothes either. Because if Peter told women not to plait their hair and not to wear gold, then he also told them not to put on apparel. Because apparel is clothing. Let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, wearing of gold, and putting on of apparel. Mm-hmm. So Brother Hagin says they quote two-thirds of it. They say, let it not be the plaiting of the hair or the wearing of gold. But then they stop. Mm-hmm. They forget about of putting on of apparel. So what does the Amplified say there at that beginning of that verse?
In 4?
Verse 3. 1 Peter 3.
Let it not be let not yours be merely external adorning with elaborate interweaving and the knotting of the hair, the wearing of jewelry, or changes of clothes, but let it be the inward adorning and beauty of the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible and unfading charm of a gentle and peaceful spirit. which is not anxious or wrought up, but very precious in the sight of God.
Praise the Lord. So the Amplify says, let it not merely be adorning the plaiting of your hair, of the putting on of gold, and of dressing up nice. Don't let it stop there.
Right.
Let it be, you do that. You fix your hair. Your husband wants you to fix your hair. And wearing of gold and putting on of a plaiting. Let it not merely be that, but most important, number one, if you want to win your husband to the Lord, well, you adorn that inner man of the heart.
Loving.
You let that inner man of the heart be growing up in God. It, when your husband sees that the inner man of your heart, or anybody sees that the inner man of your heart is calm, quiet,
walks in
you've
love.
Grown, walking in love. What's on the walking in love, big time? That's the big time thing. So when he sees that, he'll be one without your words of nagging, whatever. So that's the picture that's
now,
here.
King James says he'll be won by the godly life.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes. He says, yes, let it be the hidden man of the heart, the incorruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the price of God, in God's eyes of great price. So Brother Hagin goes on, no, Peter is really saying, probably because women are more prone to do this, don't spend all your time on your hair and on your clothes and on the outward man.
Yeah.
See to it first.
Most important.
That the hidden man of the heart, that's the spiritual man, the real man, the inward man, is adorned with a meek and a quiet spirit.
Now, I like this, though. It says, with the incorruptible and unfading charm of a gentle and peaceful spirit, which is not wrought up or anxious or wrought up, but is very precious in the sight of the Lord.
It's precious for you not to worry.
Yes, it is.
It's precious for you not to be a nervous wreck.
And to walk in love.
It's precious to God for you to walk in love. The real things, Gloria, of God are in our spirits. He said, guard your spirit because out of your spirit are the issues of life.
Right.
So faith is of the spirit. Love is of the spirit. Peace is of the spirit. So he says, don't spend all your time just on your hair and your, but you adorn that man on the inside so that he appears this way because this is what's precious to God. Now, I went to Russia. You know, we went to Soviet Russia. We started going in 1980, and we went all the days of the KGB. The wall fell in 1991, and we kept going even after that. But it was a man in Finland who took us in. We called him Agent 007. And Jim Caseman, Kathy Caseman, and myself primarily, and my husband when he was alive. And we went into Russia, and we ministered in the underground church, and we had quite a good ministry. And a pastor of a certain Pentecostal denomination helped us. We would go over, and we would have meetings in his... He was a wonderful man. And so we would go in, and sometimes we would wash all of our makeup off, you know, or whatever. And we would go in and we would trade jeans on the black market. It was quite a life. We'd run from the KGB. It was really quite a life. It was so exciting. And I was always glad to go in and glad to get out. But there were some people in his church that were undermining the pastor. And they didn't like it that we came over with a message of faith. We came over and that pastor opened his doors to us. We went throughout Finland preaching in tent meetings. The message of faith.
Praise
we had supernatural
God.
Things, marvelous things. And then we would go on a busload of Finnish people, sometimes just a car, but sometimes a busload of Finns, because the Finns would go in and out of Russia rather easily. They had a free border. It wasn't easy at all, but more easy than any place else you could go in. And they would go in and they would buy butter. They loved to buy butter and they loved to buy dark Russian bread. And so we would go in with them looking as if we were Finns. We went in. We had a most marvelous time inside Russia. We had glorious meetings. Then when we got out of Russia and we're on that bus driving by, back into Finland, they hand the microphone to this man who's come over from Canada, a Pentecostal man.
On the bus.
Yeah, on the bus. He gets the microphone and he attacks me. I mean,
You're
he attacks
there.
Me. I'm sitting there. We've just had this wonderful meeting, glorious supernatural things. He has been sent for by one of the elders or deacons or whatever in this church, a church that's taking the faith message. This little elder man, he was a gypsy man born again. He didn't like the faith message. He didn't like it that you said you were righteous. So he sent way over to this guy in Canada to come, and he came. And so he starts in on me, attacking me. He uses this scripture right here. I am a woman, and I'm wearing gold. I had on gold earrings. Just little bitty ones like this. Not even big, wee little ones. I mean, he took out after me. And the pastor of the denomination who he was attacking and tried to keep it from taking, he stood up there after the man got through. And he said, "Brother, I see you're wearing a gold watch."
Oh, no.
He said, "I wonder what's the difference in wearing gold here and wearing it here." And the guy was, it came to nothing. But you see, that is a wrong interpretation of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And what God was saying here, it wasn't something to put women in bondage, sometimes in holiness, you know. It got to be an outward thing. It's not an outward thing. It's an inward thing.
That's right.
It's you're separated. You're born again. And so I don't care if people want to dress.
So like the Amplified says, don't let it be merely
yes.
outward adornment.
Yes. And he didn't have that understanding. It's all right. I was reading just the other night.
Inward adorning as
where,
well.
Where Jacob, you know, Jacob sent Isaac over to find him a wife. And Isaac then went over and sought a wife for his son. And they brought golden earrings and golden bracelets. That was what they gave. So that's not where it is. It has to do with modesty, of course. Mm-hmm. And number one emphasis on your inner man.
That's right.
Bless the Lord. So if you don't want to wear makeup, fine, that's fine. But me, I need it. Bless the Lord. Moving right along. Now, but the point here is not even that. That's not Brother Higgins' point. The point is there's an inward man.
Yeah, and an outward.
There's an outward man. And the Bible talks about both of them. There's a scripture. 2 Corinthians 4:16, and I'm reading this from Brother Hagin's Faith Food on June 4th. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day."
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory be to God. I know that's true in me.
So our spirit is not perishing. It'll never perish.
And every day it's to be going renewed. Every day it's to be going upward from glory to glory, from faith to faith. You're a daily devotional from faith to faith.
Yeah.
"For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day."
Thank God.
"The outward man or the body is decaying. It's growing older. Just as the house you may live in at 504 Chestnut Street is growing older. But do you know what? You are not getting any older."
You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. And our spirit man doesn't age.
He gets better and better and better. What does the scripture text say about the real you? Does it say yet the inward man is perishing? No. The inward man is decaying? No. The inward man is growing older? No. It says the inward man is renewed day by day. You will never be any older than you are right now. Brother Hagin writes,
spirit.
"You're no older now than you were a few years ago. You may know more, but you're not any older. The inward man, the real you, is renewed day by day. So here's what Brother Hagin, he put confessions. You know, the Bible says that confession brings possession. So every one of these has a confession. Here's the confession. I am a spirit being. Say this after me, Glo.
Okay.
I am a spirit being.
I am a spirit being.
I am the child of the Father of spirits.
I am the child of the Father of spirits.
The real me is a hidden man.
The real me is a hidden man.
An inward man.
An inward man.
I am an eternal spirit being.
I am an eternal spirit being.
I am being renewed day by day.
I am being renewed day by day.
Now, you know what about me, Glo?
What, Billy?
I don't take part in any conversations about growing older.
I agree.
I don't. People make jokes about it, you know? And they'll say, well, I'm not as young as you used to be, and da-da-da-da-da-da, and they make jokes about growing older.
Yeah.
Maybe wrinkles.
It's no joke. It's no
wrinkles
joke.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't enter into that because I do not see myself as the outward man. I see myself as the inward man. I'm telling you the truth. I do.
And you're healthy?
I'm healthy. The outward man is healthy because the inward man knows what
energy
to do. My inward man knows to feed on the Word. My
That's
inward
right.
man knows that Jesus died 2,000 years ago for me. My inward man knows how to take what Jesus
That's
got
right.
for me.
And apply it.
And I never, ever think of myself as growing older. Never. You know, Gloria, I'm sure you're going to shock. You might fall out of your chair.
What? Shock me.
My outward man is 76 years old. I went to the grocery store the other day, and I wrote a check. Normally, people use your debit card or this or that, but I thought, well, there's nobody in line because now they breathe down your neck if you take time to write a check. So there was nobody there, so I said to the lady at the counter, I said, I'm just going to write a check if you don't mind. She said, sure. So I wrote out my check, handed it to her, and she said, we need some more information. We have to have the date of your birth.
To cash a check?
Yeah, to write for your check. So I said, 12/6/38. She got flustered. 38? Like that was back in the ancient days.
Yeah.
38? I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I said, well, believe it. That's right. And she, I think she was giving me a compliment.
I think so.
But
she was shocked.
She was shocked.
Young and gorgeous she was.
And full of life and going around the store. And she sees me quite often.
Wheelchair.
No. I really, truly, truly don't even think about me being 76. I don't. I never, ever think about it. I think about I am an eternal being. I
That's
am started
right.
on eternity. When I got born again, 1947, I started on eternity. And now I'm eternal. And I don't pay any attention to any of that, and I don't make small talk about it.
No, and you don't joke about it.
No, I don't joke about it. I believe, Gloria, that I have what I say.
That's right.
I believe that if I believe...
We were well trained in
we
that,
were well thing, trained.
That area, which changed a lot of things in our lives.
I might be wrinkled up like a prune if I didn't know that.
That's true.
But I know that that I'm an eternal being. I know that I've started on eternity. I know that when I step out of this body, I won't even know death. You know,
That's
absent
right.
from the body,
to be present
with
to be
the
absence,
Lord.
To be present.
So he said, you think on these things. He said, there's an unseen realm and there's a seen realm. And he told us to think on the unseen.
Yeah.
I can't see that inner man when I look in the mirror. I can't see the inner me, but I think of me as the inner me. I really, really do. Well, I should.
You think of you as what?
The inner me.
The inner, yeah.
I think of me as the inner me. That's me. That's me. I'm the inner me. And the inner me is not a woman. The inner me is called, he's speaking to women, he called it the inner man of the heart.
He did, yeah.
It's really not gender.
No.
He said that in the body of Christ, there's neither male nor female.
Yeah, that's right.
There's neither Jew nor Greek. Why? It's a spiritual body. And so since I came to work for Brother Hagin, had the good blessing of God setting me right down there in the middle of that when I knew hardly anything at all. He even told me, spoke to me, you don't know anything. This is your Bible school. And the Lord spoke to me that. I've been born again 20 years. But what I knew, oh brother, it couldn't fill a thimble. But what I learned.
Yeah.
And I learned about this inner man. I learned about him and, oh, eternal unseen things. Oh, I like this. I can't let this one go by. This is 2 Corinthians 4:18 and 5:1. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Mm-hmm. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Praise God.
The outward man is seen. The inward man is that hidden man. He is unseen.
He's not old.
No. Paul is still talking about this inward man we read about in yesterday's scripture. Paul is saying that this inward man is unseen and he is eternal. Our earthly house of this tabernacle is the outward man Paul was talking about. Mm-hmm. Our earthly house is decaying. It does get older. And maybe in your 120, it might go into the grave. But that's not the end. The inward man is eternal. The hidden man of the heart is eternal. The hidden man is a spirit man. He is eternal. You are a spirit, and you are a spirit, and you are eternal.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, Billy, we're blessed to live among a bunch of spirit-filled, faith-believing, Bible-believing people.
Who believes this?
They all look younger in their age.
I think so. Glow, I'm not kidding. I think so.
Yeah. Ooh, you're going to like this, Billy, and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.